The Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Past 9 o'clock, we are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr., Mark Davila, and what is this shit? What problem are we solving today? We're problem solvers, right?
Hold on, I think I left the door open.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. You
did. Close that.
That's the problem.
Closing doors.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about your doors.
Someone close. If there's a door closes in your life, go through the window.
That's not the expression, and you know it.
What is the expression then?
When God closes a door, or he opens up a window.
Oh, God? Well, I give myself credit, not
it's
God.
It's a religious thing.
Fuck that.
What's the problem? What's your problem? That's what I'm always saying to people. What's your problem?
No, I got no problem. Nothing.
Problem solvers.
Welcome to Problem Solvers. This week, we're going to talk about the unemployment problem. Although, last week it came out that jobs actually went up a little bit. There's 100,000 new jobs filled.
Ah, it's problem solved. All right, HotshotWizKids.com, everybody. Full sodes, mini sodes.
Hear me out. This is what I say. America's problem isn't unemployment.
It's that...
The problem is underemployment, which I and a lot of other people are suffering from right now.
People having shitty jobs.
Because what happens is, if you're unemployed, you can get a job.
Yeah, you just get a shitty job. You could get a job that pays barely above minimum wage. There's jobs out there that can't find a job. There's plenty of jobs out
there. Taco Bell, McDonald's, supermarket, Home Depot. They're not turning your ass down. Like,
you know what the thing is?
Oh, hold on. You're overqualified.
You get more money being on unemployment than, you know, having a shitty job.
Yeah,
so therefore, I'm going to stay on unemployment. If I'm bringing home, you know, a certain amount of money.
$400, I think, is the most you can bring
home. Yeah, let's say I'm bringing home $400 a week on unemployment. Now, if I got a job, I can go find a shitty job, an $8 an hour job. I'm bringing home
$180 a
week.
Yeah,
let's just bump it up to $200, nice even number. $200 a week. I'm going to cut my wages in half and actually have to go out and work at that piece of shit. Instead of just staying home and collecting, obviously I'm going to just stay home and collect and then complain about how I can't find a job.
So unemployment isn't the problem. The problem is these guys have a really good, you know, they have $100K job, $1,000K, $100K.
Well, yeah, we all did. I used to make $100,000 a year.
$100,000 a year job, they lose it. Guess what? They're probably not finding another one.
Those jobs
are
even
less than that. Now, the unemployment statistics come from people who are actually on unemployment benefits, not people who are just got out of college and have a job, you know, filing mail for $8 an hour. That's not a statistic. That's the bigger problem in the U.S. to me.
With the young people?
Because I'm part of that.
Yeah.
I'm not young, but
youngish.
I have young people problems.
Yeah.
Weird, oddly enough. It's the unemployment thing.
You've been having those young people problems for the last 20 years.
Here's the deal. We all come out of college. We got our diploma. It was banged into our heads.
Yeah, then you walk out that door and you're like, all right, now what?
It's like, hey, here's my diploma. Give me a job. Like, yeah, you know what? See everybody in this pile? See this pile of applications?
Oh, I thought it was like a dog pile. We all just kind of got together.
Everyone here has that same diploma. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah, what's your edge? Nothing. I was at school. I wasn't doing anything else.
That's like walking to a
bar.
I
don't have any real world applications.
That's like walking to a bar, going up to a hot girl like, yo, I got a penis. When are we going out?
Like every guy here has a penis. What else you got?
Yeah.
I pretty much just went to penis school.
Yeah. I got my penis.
I also have my penis HD.
I didn't really, you know, do anything in the meantime. So, sorry.
Yep. You ain't shit. Meanwhile, the guy who didn't go to college, who's been honing his banging skills, he's the one getting the ladies.
Yes.
As I've been saying for a long time now, going to college isn't for everyone. It's not you know, this man, it shouldn't be this mandatory thing. And a guy who doesn't go to college, gets a real job, and gets real-world experience, has a leg up on all those other guys.
They got guidance counselors, which I barely talked to mine, although he got me out of a fix in 12th grade by letting me graduate, even though I didn't have the right credits.
Apparently, you never really graduated high school.
Well, he's like, you're missing an art credit. I'm like, okay. He's like, all right, I guess photography's art. So he fudged it a little bit and said, all right, photography's art. Don't tell anybody.
Do you think if I went to your school and complained...
15 years from now, don't tell anybody on a podcast, please.
Do you think I could get your high school diploma taken away from you?
I don't think so.
What if I did? Would that mean your college diploma is no longer, you know, acceptable either?
Oh, because really, it's helping me out, you know?
Well, hey, now you can't put that on your job. It's like, listen, we only want college graduates for this job.
You know what I love is on applications they ask you for your elementary school. It's like, really? Why... You don't see it often, but every once in a while. And it's like, why the fuck would you need this information?
Are you going to check this stuff out? Are you going to call my third grade teacher and ask her what I got?
Like, what did he get in the first semester?
They didn't have semesters back then.
Yeah, they did. I think they broke them up in two.
No, we'd have quarters.
Whatever. What did he get in the first quarter of social studies? Like, I don't know. It's on his permanent record.
Well, he cried in class once, so... That's what I found out, and we don't want that kind of person working here.
Let's see, it says here that you talked back to the principal and he put it in your permanent record. Guess we can't hire you.
Yeah.
But here's what guidance counselors have to tell kids. Like, hey, what do you want to be? If you want to be something in computers, an engineer, all right, maybe you can go to college. You probably...
Yeah, there are certain things that, yes,
it's a higher percentage.
College.
Higher percentage.
You know, get a degree. Really learn something that you're going to use. But yeah, that's great.
Well, I want to take art. No.
You want to be an artist? You don't need to go to fucking school for that. Pick up a pad and pencil. Start drawing.
Go to the art institute. Do you like drawing?
There's plenty of things you could do. You want to be a mechanic, you know what? Join the auto club, auto shop at school and start learning. Start, you know, taking apart cars. Go to the junkyard, start messing around on engines.
Hey,
learn
what are you doing
something.
Over there? Nothing, practicing.
Yeah, they'll let you. Give them a couple bucks.
Junkyard dog will bite your ass. Do they really have junkyard dogs?
If the guy owns a dog, yeah.
Well, no, but junkyard dog is like, he lives on the, he just roams the fucking junkyard.
Also, he was a wrestler. Probably dead now.
Yeah, I think so. You know, he just won't roam. That this they have some mean dog roaming the yard looking for guys trying to steal parts.
Well, yeah, dudes will steal that shit for scrap.
It'll bite your ass.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, like I said, different things you want to do. If you want to be a doctor, fuck school. Dig up corpses, start taking them apart. Learn. Mm-hmm. Real world learning.
No, but really, the guidance counselor's got to be realistic with people and say, listen, not everyone needs to go to college. In fact, too many people are going to college.
Yeah, we all know now.
We flooded the market with assholes.
College degrees mean nothing now. They're useless, worthless.
The market's been flooded with assholes who think that they just deserve jobs because they went to college. They feel entitled. Like, hey, I got a degree. Where's my fucking job? Guess what? Doesn't work that way, buddy.
All right, what are we going to do about it?
I just said.
No more college. I don't mean for everyone, but you really do need to be a little more choosy.
Well, here's what happened in the U.S. In the 50s, 60s, and 70s, what happened was there's a small percentage of people went to college, were academics.
Yeah, and now they had the leg up because no one else was going to school. It's like, I'm going to give the job to this guy.
But at the same time,
book learning.
Other people worked in factories and steel mills, and they made, there was unions, and they made really good money. I mean, that's how the suburbs were built because
that's how the West was won.
People made double what they made now with inflation and, you know, jobs that don't exist anymore because they moved them to other countries. And then after all those jobs moved, we started saying, well, go to college. You can get a good white collar job. Guess what? There is none.
Well, no. I mean, some people did, and they did get those jobs. And then everyone got that idea, got drummed into everyone's head. So everyone went and did it. And now, I mean, all those jobs are gone, too. Like, yeah, there were a few, and now they got taken. So now we're all just fucking standing around.
So basically, you go to college for 4 years to get the opportunity to get into a company so you can work at the bottom level for $9, $10, $11, $12 an hour, depending where you live. And you got to work your way up. That's how it is. And maybe five...
The thing is, you
maybe have... 5, 10 years after college, you'll be making what you wanted to make right out of college.
Or maybe you won't. You have to understand and you have to be prepared for
the a life of misery.
The eventuality that you will work hard, you will start at the bottom, and you will try and work your way up.
And you'll work your way up to the middle.
No, you might work your way sideways. You just be where you are. That could happen. I keep telling everyone that, you know, dreams don't come true all the time. Work as hard as you want. You just might be stuck there.
Yep.
But that's not to say you shouldn't work hard. I'm not saying just fucking go home and die.
Hey,
I say that to some people because I hate them.
It's like my demotivational book. Why bother?
But no, listen, you try your hardest, but you have to be prepared. Sometimes shit doesn't work out.
Most times shit doesn't work out.
Yeah. Try making plans. They mostly fall through, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's life.
This positive message is brought to you by the Hot Shot Whiskey Podcast.
What was our solution? Don't go to school?
Yeah, the solution is quit flooding the market with idiots who feel entitled that they need a job because they went to college.
Yeah, and just fucking go out there and work, assholes.
Work your ass off.
HotShotWizKids.com.